Episode 37. The reputation of a confrontation is that it should be avoided at all costs. However, there are times when a confrontation is exactly the ticket for managing a scene and creating safety for all. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. The reputation to a confrontation, indeed. Oh my goodness, too much fun with that. You know, confrontation does have a reputation, and it's kind of like the guest that you don't really want to invite to your party, because nobody likes that feeling of being confronted or put on the spot, is another way to call what a confrontation is or define it. And so it is a reputation of something that no one wants to aspire to. However, there are times when a perfectly placed confrontation is exactly the ticket for both creating scene safety and moving through a conflict. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about both the downside of confrontation to get us to the upside of confrontation. And before I go there, I would first like to welcome you back to the regular listeners of this show. I really appreciate your attentiveness and your subscription to this podcast. And what I mean by subscription is that you subscribed, possibly via the leadingchaospodcast.com site. There's a big old subscribe button there. Or via iTunes, which is really important too. All podcasters push iTunes, and we do it for a reason. And we need a little bit of love there, because in this world, when you're starting to get like big giants coming into the podcasting scene, big money makers, for those of us who are, you know, little podcasters, not with a big team behind us, those of us are just kind of like sitting at our desk like I am right now, podcasting, we really need some love from our regular listeners. A great way to do that is to subscribe via iTunes and to leave a review and rating. Now, how do you do that? It's pretty darn easy. You could Google Leading Chaos Podcasts, iTunes, click that link, and it'll come up and it'll have the logo, and it'll ask, do you want to see more details? You press that button, and then you'll be able to see subscribe, and please do. And then there's also another little button down the page. It says review and rating. You could click that. You could see what current review and ratings are. And please leave a review and rating, because that, you know, people, we go as masses and we follow the leader. And when people see that as a viable show filled with crisis intervention skills that are so worthwhile and so easy to do, then that gets more people listening. So please share the show via iTunes. You could share it on Facebook, and you could also follow me on Twitter at Leading Chaos, where I've been having an ongoing conversation with Rosie Mae Erdale. She's in the United Kingdom, and she's in the middle of a very big push of a bed. She actually is pushing a bed on wheels, which is just crazy making. And I'm always posting up new updates on that. So I'm waiting for a more recent update. I might not talk about anything on this podcast unless I get something in while I'm talking today. But do go to the show notes and I'll have updates there. And there are always conversations going on Twitter, which is something I really enjoy. And yeah, so that's it. So let's go on with right now. Let's talk about the downside of confrontation. I know it's kind of like a little bit of a drag, but, you know, there is a downside to it. And sometimes to get to the upside, you got to push through the downside. So let's just be clear in case you thought this was upside, but it's not really effective confrontation, in that over time, its downside is that it diminishes the authority that you have. You know, I always think of this cartoon by Gary Larson. He did The Far Side, and that's what it was called. It was just a one picture cartoon. and instead of blocks of a cartoon. And there was this photo of this woman. She had these kind of like cat eye glasses and a polka dot dress, and she's leaning over, pointing her finger at the cat. And the cat's on the floor, and you could gather from the cartoon that the cat had knocked the bowl of milk over off the table and it splattered on the floor. And the woman with the little pointy glasses is saying, "Now, Fluffy, don't you go up on the table this time, Fluffy, and take that milk. You know you're not supposed to do that, Fluffy. That is a bad cat, Fluffy. That is a bad cat." And then, meanwhile, you have Fluffy on the floor there looking up at the woman, and there's one of those like little thought bubbles, you know, going up. And this is what Fluffy is hearing. "Blah, blah, blah, Fluffy. Blah, 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 Fluffy." I mean, that's it. That is the downside of confrontation. If you're using it as your primary tool, then over time, you're not heard anymore. People ignore what you're saying, and it diminishes your authority, and you lose any kind of potent message that you're trying to get across. So that is one thing. And, you know, another way that we say this is that it goes in one ear and out the other. And that's not a great way to spend your time. I mean, your time is valuable, and you want to make sure that your intervention is really effective. So whether you're a professional intervener or, you know, just a person who, like everybody else, is managing conflict on a daily basis, you want to avoid it for that reason. The other reason, the downside of confrontation is retaliation. That if you confront somebody on their behavior, they can retaliate against you. They could confront you back and kind of overpower you with their words, or there could be a physical confrontation. So if you're going to confront somebody, you have to be prepared for retaliation. And it's also not the perfect role model for others to confront. If that's your main way of handling conflict is to confront other people, then what are you role modeling to those that are under your care, whether you are a supervisor at work or you have kids under your care, you're in any type of setting? What do you role model to the world? What does this say to the world on how to manage conflict? That we power over people? We know over time, people always rise up and don't give in too much to the power over. So those are some of the downsides of confrontation. And that is, you know, some of the key reasons why we avoid it at all costs, because it's just ineffective and diminishes our authority. But let's move on to the upside of confrontation. I've been missing the loon, and I just had to add it in there because it's like the call of the wild. And confrontation is a little wild. It puts us on the edge, and there is a degree of risk, but so goes risk. You know, when we take a risk, the gains could be immense. And so what I'd like to talk about is in terms of a scene that took place before my very eyes that spoke to me about the upside of confrontation. And this happened at an outdoor gathering, it was the Rainbow Gathering. I'll kind of reveal myself a little bit. I was at a Rainbow Gathering, and this was being held in a remote location, yet another remote location that Rhea hangs out at. And what was going on? There was a large fire, and this was a very diverse group of people from all over the world, really. And some of the folks I knew, but I'll tell you, mainly I did not know anybody at this huge gathering, about like 5,000 people. And it was in the evening, and there's all these different fire circles all over the place. And sometimes there's a drummer circle, and then there's like the nursing tent, and all these kind of diverse things going on. And the circle I was at, I think I was hanging out because somebody was baking bread there and I wanted to get some bread that night. And it's dark out. I mean, there's no street lights. This is in a national forest. And I was watching this guy. I just kind of picked up his sense. And he looked a little intimidating, and soon found out that he was being very intimidating. He was kind of like cowering a little bit and walking around, but in a very cowering, intimidating way that made you think like, "Ooh, dude, something's going on here." And he was moving around and kind of kicking sand into the fire. And I decided at that point to just stand back and watch. instead of stepping in, which sometimes is a good thing for Rhea to do. And what I noticed first was there was this couple, this man and woman, and they went up and they were very reassuring to the man. They didn't confront at all. They were trying to do nice interventions, some peacekeeping skills of working with him and trying to talk to him. And he just growled at them. I mean, not actual growl, but they kind of jumped back. It was not working. Being engaging and trying to do your baseline crisis intervention skills would kind of look like, you know, can we help you? What's going on? Of course, we know that saying, can I help you, is not a good thing to say. So that might have been inciting for him. But I had the sense watching that that wasn't going to work. And then I watched somebody else come up who was, you know, just kind of this woman was kind of mirroring him, not really saying anything, not being a compromiser like the other two folks, but being a little bit more passive in her technique of just kind of, you know, moving around him and trying to like clear space. And that was clearly not working either. And so you had those two styles. You had the compromiser, you had kind of the passive intervention style, and then along came the authoritarian style, and there was a confrontation. And what happened is this other guy just walked up to him and told the guy to shut the F up and sit down right now. And I'm not even saying it how loud that this guy said it to this guy, but he basically growled back and confronted him directly on. And wouldn't you know it, that guy sat down. It's what he needed to hear. He needed to hear really direct command, do this. It was a very clear directive, and it worked. And I was like, whoa, man, this is really aggressive. But it opened me to a new possibility. And as I said in last week's show, it's all about infinite possibilities. And sometimes you think one way is the right way, but the truth about intervention is that there's a lot of plateaus for a person to go to. And if my sense was that this guy, maybe, I don't know if he was, on medication or what was going on there, but my sense is that he needed something that would really cut through and give him direction. And that taught me a big lesson that at times, that's exactly what you need to do, is to be very direct and concise. Boom. And that is the upside of confrontation, is that sometimes it works. The risk was high. That guy could have gone right back at that other man, but he didn't. And it was the perfect call. And frankly, I was not the person to do that. And that, you know, is kind of that old saying that it takes a village to make the world a safer place. And exactly what I saw that night is that it took a village, and I saw all the different styles coming up. Nothing was working except for the confrontation. So is confrontation something that you use all the time? No, it is not. Again, it will diminish over time your effectiveness. But on choice times, if you are willing to take that risk and you feel that you can maintain your own personal safety, confrontation is exactly what you need to do. But choose it well, dear listener. Choose it well. Again, always manage your own personal safety. Ooh, if you heard a little bit of background noise there, that was a rainstorm coming through, kind of like confrontation. Now, I want to just refer you back to the book, and I'm on page 84, and on the bottom it says, "The Selective Use of Confrontation as a Management Technique." I know that sounds really clinical, so let me put it in really easy terms. Confrontation, it just doesn't provide an exit, and it doesn't really elicit any kind of a consolatory response from the person that you're dealing with. But that doesn't mean that it's ineffective or that it should never be used. Really, as I mentioned, in the right circumstances, it can be the quickest and most appropriate thing to say, just like it was at that fire. You know, here's a, you know, basic confrontation would be saying, sit down, you know, like that man said to the guy who was kind of creeping around. And if you give that with the right tonation in your voice and you also command that authority, you could do it. The only time that I really use confrontation, or I see myself using it most often, is when someone is being picked on. They're either being bullied or, you know, moved around in a way, or something is not comfortable and I'm seeing an injustice. Then I will more often than not, stand up and say something. And it gets me in a sticky situation. It's best to always avoid it. If you could avoid any kind of physical confrontation, I definitely recommend to do that. But I think the upside of confrontation is that it's effective and we can't shy away from it. You got to really know yourself. So my recommendation is to play with it. You know, if I'm going to have to go have a difficult conversation with somebody, I don't just go walking right in there. I role play it with somebody that I find could help me reflect back what they are hearing and help me really speak specifically to that situation so I don't get muddled up in my own words, which if you're listening to this podcast, you hear me get muddled up in my words quite a bit. But that's neither here nor there. The main thing is there is an upside and you could use it. And I hope you do and use it well. If you got any stories on how you've used confrontation effectively, I would love to hear them. Just send me a shout out at Leading Chaos via Twitter, or you can send me an email to Rhea, R-I-A, at leadingchaospodcast.com. Yes, indeed, the reputation for confrontation has been wrapped, packaged, and sent to the cleaners. Alrighty then, this is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be kind, be safe, and don't be afraid of confrontation. Use it effectively, at the right time, and you will open doors to infinite possibilities. Ciao for now.